IFPRI presents the 23rd Annual Martin J. Forman Memorial Lecture, Stepping into the Sun, Successes and Constraints from On the Ground, held on September 27, 2013 in Washington, D.C. Introduction by Shengen Fan, Director General of IFPRI.
Well, I'm Shengen Fan, Director General of International Food Policy Research Institute. Today, it's really our honor to welcome you here to attend the 23rd Annual Martin Forman Memorial Lecture, Stepping into the Sun, Successes and the Constraints from On the Ground. So IFPRI has had the privilege to host this lecture since 2002, so more than 10 years ago. So the annual lecture honors the remarkable contributions Dr. Forman made to global nutrition. Dr. Forman led the USAID Office of Nutrition for more than 20 years, and was instrumental in drawing attention to nutrition planning. He played a very critical role in the development of the United Nations Subcommittee on Nutrition, as well as several micronutrient initiatives. So as part of the tradition, the members of Dr. Forman's family join us every year. So we are very delighted to have four of them here today.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Noha, Sasha, Sandra, and Ken. So Virginia is on the way, I guess. Okay, great. So thank you so much. Yeah, every year they have been here, at least since I joined IFPRI. So this year's lecture focuses on the opportunities and the challenges of sun, scaling up nutrition on the ground. So I was in New York just about 3 or 4 days ago. So there was a global gathering on the Sun Initiative, the scanning the nutrition initiative. And there were lots of debates, commitments, but we have to see the on-ground impact. So 42 countries right now, correct me, the 42 countries have signed the Sun Initiative, the latest number I have. So the ministers of health, sometimes agriculture, signed this initiative. But the most important is the people on the ground who can really work to scale up nutrition. And as you know, during the G8 summit this year, many partners, stakeholders committed $23 billion in supporting this initiative from now to 2020. $23 billion is mysterious numbers. Don't forget in 2009, when the G8 came together, they also committed $23 billion to support the global hunger reduction. So it's another $23 billion. So let's hope that we keep the momentum, make sure that the actual actions will take on the ground. So each year, a speaker is selected for their notable contribution in enhancing nutrition, and is invited to present their personal, often very controversial, unconventional perspectives, how to tackle malnutrition. So I would like to give special thanks to the member of our selection committee or panel for helping to choose this year's speaker, Annenberg, Marsha Griffith. Is Marsha here? Ah, thank you. And Mira Shekhar, I saw her in New York. I'm not sure whether she's back here yet. And Marie Rowe. So she is our division director for nutrition, health, and poverty. So she has built a very strong division on nutrition since what, 2000 or 2004? Okay, great. So the selected speaker for this year's lecture is Sean Baker, director of nutrition at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Just for your information, when we selected him, he was still working for the Helen Keller International. So we didn't try to select him because he might bring funds to IPRI or to CGIR. So Sean has worked in Africa for more than 25 years. And he is the person on the ground to really make sure that the communities, the individuals move to scale up nutrition. So Sean will speak from the perspective of a program implementer about translating the principles of scaling up nutrition called a sun movement into action. So he will discuss some of the successfully scaled up programs and draw some lessons learned. He will explore the constraints and have hindered wider scale up of proven interventions and the leverage of related sectors to enhance nutrition outcomes. Before I turn the floor to Sean, I wanted to ask Rebecca Egan from USAID, the nutrition advisor from the Global Health, to give some opening remarks. In the meantime, the former family representative, Cannon, will also speak very briefly. So, Rebecca, please.